Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Working Hour, where we discuss random topics for your enjoyment. Maybe funny, maybe not. Okay. Today I've got Jordan with me.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead and introduce yourself.
I'm Jordan. I'll be accompanying him on the podcast. I don't know if I'll do it, like, regularly or if I'll do it with him occasionally. We're seeing at this point. This is the first episode.
Okay. I believe our first topic is memes.
So, I was thinking, right, I'm looking on the meme community. I use Instagram for most of my memes. Facebook memes are usually normie memes, right? So, I think really, lately, I don't really see any good memes. What about you? Have you seen anything good lately?
Not really. Unless it's on iFunny.
Ugh, you cringe, man.
Quite rare, though.
Yeah. I mean, if you've been seeing, like, on YouTube lately, some fire dishes have been going out, like, what was it, Jake Paul or whatever? Every day, bro, you know what I'm saying? Oh, boy.
Yeah, YouTube is becoming more and more cancerous every day.
You know, he did a concert, right? I'm pretty sure it was a free concert, like, but that's all he performs. Couldn't even remember his song. Found that pretty hilarious.
Did he, like, do it multiple times?
Nah, he just did it, like, once.
Jesus.
Interacted with the fans. I mean, it's a really bad song. Can you pull that song up right now, or...
I could probably edit it in.
Okay. Yeah. It's a pretty bad song. Definitely wouldn't recommend listening. Unless you're like, you're trying to cringe.
It's going on tour, looks like.
Oh boy. Yeah.
Let's see. Nashville, Louisville, Chicago, Pittsburgh, Buffalo. I'm not going to list the rest, but everywhere. That's really... Okay, that's just kind of retarded.
Well, I mean, he's appealing to the kids, I guess. But that's not I don't really know how.
Not a kid's song at
all. I feel like everybody at this point, like, legit just... Oh, you know, I'm popular at this point. Why don't I just make a rap song? Like, I don't understand this, like... You'll see, like, so many YouTubers these days just make a rap song. It's just really bad. And I don't understand this. He tried to claim that he wrote it in one day. And yeah, that justifies the fact that it was bad. Like, no.
One day. Take a look.
I bet if you had, like, one of the better rappers out there, he definitely could have, honestly, been dwarfed in comparison.
Good photo of Jake Paul as a child.
Are you gonna screen share that, or?
No, you can see it. I sent it.
Let me see this. It's loading real quick.
How long does a picture take to load?
I don't know, man, but it's taking quite a long time. See this, it just loaded for me. If you could, like, edit that in, you know. Oh boy. Oh boy, Jake Paul, you're such a cutie. Back when he was like 13.
Yeah, he's got that like caveman chin now.
He's got the good old bowl cut back in the day. You know, like everyone back then had the Justin Bieber bowl cut. Well, what a good meme right there.
Don't even get me started on Logan Paul.
No.
Christ. He's not that bad, but...
You know, they're all toxic, let's be honest, but on a scale of, like, how bad some people are, he's not that bad. mean, he did lie about being colorblind. I thought
colorblind cool. glasses.
That was a good one back in the day. And then he got caught, but, you know. Views. Yeah. Heck, if I was in his position, and I just wanted to make some money, it's not a bad idea.
Act like he's colorblind?
Yeah. I mean, I actually am colorblind, so... I mean, let's sign me up with a $40 pair of glasses. Make like $500 off a video. That's a great idea. Well, let's see. Any more memes lately? I don't know.
Lately, the fidget spinners are finally dying down. Thank God.
That's a pretty good one. Yeah, I don't really know. Like, I kind of like fidget spinners.
I do not. They're a waste of time. And honestly, like, their purpose was to, sort of help people with ADHD or whatever. And people let's see, just random people go out and buy them and do tricks. That is what is absolutely retarded.
Oh, I actually have a pretty funny story. So, you know, if you're pretty popular with the meme culture, you know some of the funniest things right now are not funny at all. Vapes and fidget spinners, right? Well, you know, rarely do you ever see them combine, but I had seen a man on Memorial Day, during a Memorial Day parade, not only was he standing by his trashy, white trash girlfriend, but he was fidget spinning and vaping. I mean, how big of a tool can you honestly get these days?
Oh, God. I'll tell you how much of a tool you can get. Actually, you'll never reach the level of the Kardashians.
Well, I mean, the Kardashians...
They're selling fidget spinners. Just
really now?
Selling fidget spinners.
That's a pretty interesting one. I wouldn't mind buying one of those, you know?
It's called the Daddy Money Fidget Spinner.
Oh, yes, Poppy. Did I hear Daddy Money? Ooh, Daddy Money. That's a great fidget spinner.
It's only $15.
Kim Kardashian, hit me up. Sponsor the podcast.
Go check it out. $15. $4 shipping.
Definitely not sponsored. Guarantee it. We'll have it in the link of the description. Come check us out.
Oh, yeah. Well, so, alright, go on.
That's about it for memes. Do you want to move on to politics?
Yeah, let's talk about politics.
Well, recently in the news, some of you may have heard, a GOP representative, Steve Scalise, I don't really know how to pronounce it, he was at a baseball practice, and a crazed lunatic, he ended up firing on him, asking if he was a Democrat or Republican. Obviously, he responded Republican, because that's what he is. And the man fired on him. Now, I bring this up for a few reasons. I mean, I don't like to politicize someone's pain and suffering, but this does bring up a good point. And the fact that, was this man a terrorist? And does he represent all liberals? So, what are you thinking right now, Kevin?
I don't think he represents all liberals at all. And I don't think that one shooter like this doesn't represent all shooters, people with guns, either.
But would you classify him as a terrorist?
I suppose, yes.
I guess you could say he's...
He had a hit list, and the MSM can claim all they want that it's not a hit list, but it pretty much was.
I mean,
it was a list of Republicans.
But me, I'm pretty centrist myself. I lean right and left on different issues. But I would classify it as a terrorist attack, but would I say it represents a lot of liberals? I wouldn't say so. This man, I think, would be taken to an extreme at this point. Like, I feel like it's different. Islam, and we'll get to Islam later, if you want to do that today. If not, we could tackle that topic another day. I mean, that's pretty big for the first episode. But news has been saying he's been recovering, luckily. So that's a really great thing. It seems that there's been 3 shots, and Representative Scalise was the one to be shot. He was shot through his side, injuring his pelvic bones and a lot of internal organs. However, he's at a great hospital right now, and he's making a great recovery, so I'm glad he is. But I bring us, at the same time, in a topic, some of you may know him, Paul Joseph Watson. He made a video recently about him, about the shooting, and he had said, the truth about the shooting of Congressman Scalise. Basically, through it, he bashes liberals, saying that this is a liberal terrorist attack, and I guess at this point you can make that case. However, I really necessarily don't understand the rage going through conservatives, because me being a centrist, sometimes leaning liberal, I kind of find it a little bit sad that we're taking it into identity politics. But if they take it there, I will say that this doesn't represent all liberals, obviously. This is an extremist, for sure. Any words, Kevin?
Speaking of Steve Scalise, this is quite interesting. The doctor who's treating him was the same doctor who treated Seth Rich. And you know who Seth Rich is, correct?
Actually, I don't know who Seth Rich is.
Oh boy, you're in for a treat.
Oh, yay.
Dr. Jack Sava. He literally said, Fox News, and other news channels also. The hospital has no intention of trying to remove the bullet fragments.
Huh.
You see the shady stuff that's going on here.
Well, see, from a medical standpoint, I would like to bring in the fact that bullet fragments are extremely hard to remove.
Okay,
especially
yes, well, where he was shot, of course.
In his internal organs, that could cause the risk of him dying from them. So
well, he's already at risk of death.
Yes, from infection from the bullets.
Yes.
However, I feel like this is something doctors would have to wait out. Because if they take out the fragments, they'd have to perform surgery directly on the organs themselves. And either way, you'd have a high risk of death from removing it or keeping it there, from a medical standpoint anyway. I wouldn't necessarily say that this is politically motivated for the doctor.
I think there's some shady stuff going on here that people don't want to talk about. Mm-hmm. Not a conspiracy theory or anything. It's just, Scalise was in quite good condition on the scene. He was able to talk.
Well, I'd chalk that up to shock, I guess you could say.
Shock.
Yeah, you know, where adrenaline goes through you, and, you know.
I suppose.
It happens all the time with people who have been shot. Eventually, though, they pass out from pain. After the adrenaline rush.
Alright, well, moving on. What do you think about liberals trying to use this for their gun control argument?
I really don't feel like it's the time for this. I mean, really? I mean, they have a point where they have a crazy man who has in the past expressed feelings of terrorist-like activity, I guess you could say, about Trump and Republicans in general, through his Facebook posts and whatnot. So I guess they have a point there that maybe if the background check would have checked him better, he wouldn't have not been able to get that gun. So I guess it depends on what kind of gun control we're talking about here. Like, if it's bringing up the fact that background checks could be better, I mean, I could go with that. I could agree with that. Any right. words with that? The gun control yourself? Like, how would you...
Yes. You see, the problem is... Hold on a second, I'm trying to find something. Okay, well, the problem is that it's the Democrats that are saying this. And guess who was the one who was the shooter? A Democrat, of course.
If anything,
so the thing is, I don't think they get to shoot at us and then try to disarm us.
Well, it's not about who leans left, who leans right. I mean, I'm a centrist, sometimes leaning liberal, but I still support the Second Amendment wholeheartedly. And no matter what political leanings you have that motivates you to shoot somebody and how crazy your posts have been, I think that should be considered reasonable for a background check. It's not about your political affiliations here. It's about should we step up as a country to stop something like this from happening again. Because I feel a lot of liberals today express this outrage. It depends on really who's crazy enough to do it. And most people mean it metaphorically that they hate Trump and want to kill him. But some of them actually mean it literally. And if we make new laws passing that into account, well, I think it's important that we moderate, you know, terrorist activity. I mean, love my freedom of privacy, but I would not want to be killed in a terrorist attack like this. I don't want anyone else in that matter.
Yeah, we'll see. The only reason I brought this up is because some of the shooter's family members and friends, I believe, were calling for gun control, as well as multiple people on Twitter and stuff. So, yeah.
Well, for his family members, I really think at this point, if they found out he had a gun, or if they knew wholeheartedly, I feel like they should take some account into that, because if anything, who knows you the most, your family, they should have known that he was having these thoughts or ideas. So I wouldn't put the blame on them completely, because in all honesty, it still is the shooter's fault that this happens. But I feel like the families should more monitor their family members who are a little bit crazier.
Yeah. You ready to move on? This is a good discussion.
Yeah.
To the next
political
topic?
I'd like to move on to how well informed are you with the UK elections?
The UK elections, somewhat.
Well, in case you don't know, Theresa May won the election, as for Parliament. It was kind of sad to see Jeremy Corbyn had some gaining of grounds with Parliament seats. However, so did the Conservatives. They showed up pretty well, but I see today, when it comes to Europe, one of the biggest topics, obviously, was the European Union. A lot of people there have wanted to see if they could go back, and that's one of the things that the Socialist Party was trying to get at for quite a while. I mean, eventually they said, hey, yeah, it's time that we leave the EU, but I see a lot of young socialist parties and socialist people wanting this unification, and I feel like there's too many problems with the EU to stay in it, and I think this is a good start for the beginning of, if not abolishing the EU, creating a better system, honestly. So, I mean, what are you thinking necessarily, that main issue, what do you think about the European Union so far, and how it's handling Europe, its poor countries, and its richer countries?
Okay, well, first off, I believe the European Union is in basically trying to destroy the concept of sovereign nations. Okay, they pretty much have a court system. That's what it is. They have a court system for countries that don't follow their rules or their laws.
Oh, yeah, it's a union.
Yeah, but yeah, they claim that the nations are independent and such. Not that they claim, but most people think that anyway, but from what I've seen, they pretty much control the member nations.
How it works
economically
is,
and such.
How it works is necessarily, it's a union. It's like,
okay, yes.
You know America pre-Constitution, right? The Articles of Confederation, how
yes.
It states power.
They're just the EU is a.
It's more of a confederacy, as well as a union. But the biggest problem is with the union. Like Germany, who have better economies, are able to take weaker countries and basically do what they want. Actually, there was a representative from Poland who compared Angela Merkel and many of the richer nations in the EU as more of like fascists and Hitler, because I'm Polish, so I do have a little bit of Polish nationalism, I guess you could say there. And I find that fairly important to keep the national identity there, and going in the future with the EU, I think they should take that into account more. Because if not, you're going to have more nations leaving in favor of better trade deals, you know, not being bullied around, not stripping them of their nationality, I guess you could say, basically. And economically, Poland's doing fairly well right now. They have a rising and growing GDP. But eventually, I feel like it's going to stop at a point, because it's the European Union. And I feel like the richer nations are just going to stunt the growth of the poorer nations, who are starting to strive more, actually.
Exactly.
Post,
part
you know,
of the thing about this is that, my whole take on this is that it should only be the poorer nations that should require economic assistance.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily say that, because that puts a cap.
Okay, Germany has one of the largest economies on the planet right now.
Yes,
and they're basically the leader of the European Union.
If you put
someone like Romania in charge.
Well, it's a union, it's equality. I don't feel like there should be a country in charge. It's all the nations working together to become a stronger union, and that union is, well, in the title, Europe. I feel like a stronger Europe would be a great thing. Not only does it stop foreign...
Yeah, but there really isn't someone in charge.
Well, it's...
But there's no, like, official position.
They do have, like, not necessarily...
But Germany has a disproportionate power over the smaller nations, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could say that they cut off ties with other countries economically, destroying them. But technically, all people within the EU right now have equal representation. I feel like if an EU was to work, they need to find a way to become a close union and share their economies together, but at the same time not forgetting the nationalities that make up Europe. And that's honestly pretty complicated to do. So, exactly. What do you think?
Well, I think the European Union's just failing as we speak ever since 2008. The economies in Europe have slowed in growth. They took a massive plunge, went back up a little bit, and they're growing at a slower rate. Eventually, it's just going to collapse again. This time.
I have for you. What about places like Greece, okay?
Greece?
Their economy is, well, you know, it's in shambles.
They're already screwed.
What happens when other people within Europe end up having this, like, say, for example, Poland. Although it's unlikely at this point. Poland's doing amazing. But say Poland, for example. Their economy begins to crash for whatever reason, right?
Yes.
Do you think it's up to the union itself to help out the country? Or should the country itself...
If they're part of the union, yes. If it's Poland's choice to leave before this theoretical situation happens, then no.
Well, us being both Americans, do you think the European Union could threaten the power?
No.
So.
Okay, well, the European Union wouldn't be able to hold up in any land battles.
I'm talking economically here.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be crazy to go to war. I mean, we have no reason to, but
we have.
Economically, they're second place to us. They're challenging us in every way.
Yeah.
So, do you think that we should be trading with other countries outside of the EU as well? Like, for example...
So if I were part of the EU, should I be trading with an outside country? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm talking American-wise. What should we do as Americans to expand our trade?
Expand our trade?
Yeah. Like, for example, Russia, how we have oil embargoes on them right now.
You ever heard of BRICS?
Explain BRICS. Like, are you talking, like, physical BRICS?
No, not the physical BRICS. BRICS.
No.
Okay, it's actually an acronym for five major economies that are rising right now: Russia, Brazil, India, China, and South Africa. And now, what I believe we should do is attempt to join them and assist them in their rising economies.
But where does that put America?
Against Europe, I suppose.
But what happens when this coalition rises against, you know, us and the European Union and starts to rival us? Because China, although a big economy, dwarfs in comparison to the European Union and America.
Yeah, again, these are emerging economies. This would occur far from now, but when that happens, they'll be quite the powerful group of nations. So
at that point,
their sizes are going to rival the European Union
and the U.S.
So we might as well join them.
Instead of joining them, why don't we become a great nation? I feel a little bit nationalistic on this topic, so I've believed that we should be expanding our influence. Like, for example, what George Bush did. He expanded a lot of humanitarian aid and foreign aid to countries in Africa. What if we started what China's doing now is, like, for example, in Kenya, they just built a railway for Kenya. They're doing it through a loan system. They're putting themselves on better ties. Do you think, as Americans, we should expand our influence more into Africa? Not colonial, obviously, but economically?
Yeah, I think we should do that with everyone.
I feel like if Americans
Over the course of a while, I believe we'd be able to do it. But we need to build ties with everyone if we're going to be a great nation.
Well, look at China, for example. They're rising, so should we trade with them, or...
Yes.
Should we get more... Well, at this question, I should also say, should we get more favorable trade deals with them?
Yes, we should. China does need to stop cheating us out on our own currency.
I mean, for example, they have basically no labor laws. They manipulate our currencies.
Exactly.
As well, you know, they,
I think if,
they have many companies run by the government themselves, which you could consider communism or, like, a pseudo-capitalism.
I think if it comes to it, if really necessary, if we want to grow as a world effort, we need to find the best way to help everyone with capitalism.
But I don't think everyone's system. Out for our best interests.
See, that's the problem. We're going to need to force them.
With what power, would you say?
Okay, well, at some point, there's going to be a major power struggle on the entire planet. This is just the basic rise of civilization. As we grow technologically, someone's going to try to take over the planet and expand beyond the stars.
But you know what's stopping that these days?
Just
nuclear weapons.
People like China and Russia.
I'd say more nuclear weapons. The deterrent for invading another country these days is nuclear war.
Yeah, see, that's why, like, I'm saying we need to form a global coalition, not just something like the EU. We need something better than the UN.
You realize the reason we haven't attacked North Korea at this point is because China and Russia would blow us to smithereens with nukes?
Yeah.
We're getting too close to their borders, and that would severely threaten them as countries. I don't think...
Yeah, but there's a thing called mutually assured destruction.
Exactly.
China barely has enough nukes, though. About 200 to 500 or something. Russia, though. Even if Russia did nuke us, we'd nuke back. And they have a third of the population of us.
However, if you think about it this way, is it worth it to invade a country like North Korea? I mean, yeah, we have warships to intimidate them, but...
I believe it is. Stuff like this, these barbaric countries living in the old times. North Korea just needs to get with the times. They need to become democratic, basically, like most people.
I see that they pose threats, but at that point, say we made a full-scale land invasion with China, say, stopping them together. At that point, when we finish, Korea's maybe unified within a few years, or maybe there's a buffer zone between Korea and China, you know, for China's sake.
Yeah.
But would you say that China, or not China, but North Korea would develop nukes quicker, and once they nuke everyone nukes. No matter where you put that nuclear weapon, someone's gonna fire back at everybody. So, I'm asking basically, do you think maybe it's just too late and that we have to live with North Korea like this?
Yeah, I think nuking them would be a very large mistake.
But tactically, it's most likely that we won't nuke them, but they'll end up nuking us.
Well, if they nuke us, we'll have to invade them by land. We can't risk destroying the population, is what I'll say.
But what would make you say that if they launched a nuke, China, India, Pakistan, UK, France, Russia, the US, just don't all start unloading their arsenals?
Well, if that happens and we can't stop China from doing it or something, then what are you going to do? Can't really do anything.
I don't think we have many options at this point. If we invade them, they'll rush to create nuclear weapons and blow a bunch of troops up or a bunch of Americans up. If we starve them economically, that's only going to give them more incentive to create a nuke and finish them off. You know, if they die, we go with them at this point. But if we do nothing, they basically have no first-strike policy. So we're in a sticky situation here.
Okay, well, we have places like Australia who are completely nuke-free. If we get them on board, maybe get Australia to...
Australia needs to... China would be a good ally. But
Australia, too. They need to get some nukes. Get some nukes built.
I don't know. That sounds like a really bad idea.
Australia? Or Japan?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we should never get rid of nuclear weapons, but
Nuclear weapons can lead to worldwide destruction, but also worldwide peace.
Exactly the reason why I don't want to get rid of them. However, I wouldn't necessarily say we need to keep arming ourselves with these weapons.
Well, I'd say the more the merrier. The more people have this, the less they'll threaten each other, pretty much. Because they know that it's, both go down with each other, pretty much. You attack one person with nukes, then someone else with nukes will attack that person.
In this day and age. It's a fair place to end it, I guess you could say. So, do you want to go on to talking about Cooking with Kevin?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Cooking with Kevin. Cooking with Kevin is my YouTube channel. I'll probably put a link somewhere.
That's our channel. We do sketch comedy, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Sketch comedy. We do plan on doing more videos. Do we want to say what may be coming soon?
A movie? Possibly. It's currently being worked on. The script is being worked on. There's a few episodes coming out soon, so yeah, you might want to check that out. It's pretty good.
We'll be working on more things. We've had, honestly, a lot to do currently, so we have not had much time. However, I think the movie definitely going to be coming out this summer. I think that's really all we want to say for that, I guess you could say. Don't want to spoil it too much, right?
Yep. Right.
Summer 2017, though. Guarantee it. Watch out for it. We'll be posting it. We have a...
Hopefully.
Instagram, right? We could put that back up. We don't really use it too much, but...
I suppose...
We'll also put links to our Instagram as well. We'll get that back up, and we'll definitely see what's there as well. We have a kind of like side series, I guess you could say. We have another character called Hobo Jones. He has a new channel. We had some discrepancies with his content on the main channel. Nothing with him personally, but a few problems there, so we decided to make a side channel for it. However, he will be in the movie, yes?
Yep.
Okay, so we'll have everything there. I think that's just about it. Do you want to talk about anything else?
I think we can end it here for today. Continue this in the next episode of The Working Hour. This has been great, Jordan.
Yep.
Great talk.
Great, Kevin. Thank you for everyone who's watched the podcast.
Listen to the podcast.
Yeah. Listens.
Whatever. Anyway, we'll see y'all next time. And peace out.